Ready, Shaina?
Shaina?
Okay, we have reconvened.
Shaina?
Appropriations Committee meeting to order. We had a brief recess, executive and budget analyst and Congresswoman Clyborne, the chair of the Appropriations Committee who's sponsoring this bill, had undergone some discussions, and so we're back in order now here. And perhaps we should start with who wants to describe the results of the meeting or the plan related to indirect costs and the compliance? Someone have a capsule summary they could provide?
I can, if you'd like for me to. But I think I posed the solution earlier that I went over with just here at the table about splitting, taking half the money out of grants and putting half the IDC revenue out of grants, putting it in compliance. I thought there was some reason that the IDC funds needed to be utilized there. Through our conversations, we decided that there's really no reason to have IDC funds to fund the compliance department. So the end result of our conversation was let's just appropriate out of tribal revenue for the compliance department. So that's the solution that executive and speaker and budget analyst and I discussed with them.
What amount did that be?
$296,000.
Approximately $296,000.
Yeah.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Can I ask, was that in government ops? Is that where that?
Never was anywhere.
Budget was discussed?
The budget was never anywhere.
Okay, so as I understand it, there was one department, and it's being split into two departments now, or if you guys like to call them programs.
You can call them departments or functions.
So was the amount, what was the amount of appropriation last year for that one department?
I guess we'd have to look at the grants, quite possibly look at the grants budget.
Okay, Ms. Bradford, did you enlighten us?
Last year, in the indirect cost grants and compliance budget, the total funding for indirect cost recoveries for to fund that program was $494,728.
Was that the whole, both departments were funded, that was a total amount of IDC funding that those two operated on? Were there tribal funds in there also?
No, ma'am.
That was total funding?
Total
that was appropriate
funding for grants and compliance.
Okay.
Did that include strategic planning?
No, sir, it did not. That was for myself, the grants manager, his two grant writers, a compliance specialist, and our administrative services coordinator, and myself.
Well, I've heard two different schools of thought, like the ones just described by Congresswoman Whitehorn that represented a summary of a meeting that occurred during the recess, and I'm aware of another school of thought that perhaps we should not add that additional funding at the risk of increasing the IDC rate. There may be others, those are the two that I've heard here at this table. Is there any other comment on the merits of either one of those, Congresswoman Edwards?
So based on the information that we're looking at up on the screen, last year, the indirect cost, the funding for the grants department was $494,728. This year, the cost for a divided entity will be the $357,135 plus $269,663. Is that right?
Yes.
So that's how much additional money from last year?
I'm doing the math right.
It's $132,040.
So the cost of splitting up these departments is $132,000 additional.
Ms. Bradford?
And the additional cost, we bare boned this, myself and Chris did, based upon the expenditures of last year. We worked collaboratively with this. Last year, it was proposed by the committee that I add an additional compliance specialist based upon the workload. And so I did that by adding an additional staff member. And I believe that Mr. Standing Bear also added an additional staff member at the request of the committee from last year as well.
The mouse.
So if you take into consideration the salaries and the fringe benefits, that's where you're going to get the influx.
Any other questions related to these budgets, comments, or movement to address the shortfall? Mr. Johnson, the Congressman.
Currently, today, if you walked into the compliance office, there's Ms. Bradford and James Wygant, and then they share an administrative service coordinator. They oversee the compliance for 124, 127 grants.
It's 120. I mean, we're getting reports today. Currently, we have 153 active grants. We have 125 that are funded that myself and Mr. Wygant oversee for all of the departments that are federally funded. We have 25 new grant opportunities that we have submitted in three more. So that's adding an additional 28 to get you to the 153. Currently, our total summary is $59 million that we oversee.
Other questions or comments? Congressman Edwards.
Well, given I think that that's the purpose of indirect costs, I would propose that we insert the IDC compliance budget into the
1799.
Into 1799 as an individual budget out of indirect costs.
Congressman Walker.
I didn't really take that as a motion, but I concur. That's what I think we should do.
So moved.
Motion's made and seconded.
I second. I did not.
Yeah, it's seconded. Do you have a good understanding of the motion? I think we need to have a more streamlined motion. So we can
move to insert a section called compliance into 1799. With the funding source, indirect costs.
In accordance with this budget that's on the screen.
Can you go down one second? Yeah. July 14th.
Okay, so we need to reference the IDC compliance document because you didn't give an amount, so we'll have to make sure we know.
Right, in accordance with the July 14th budget proposal.
Yes. Discussion. Congressman Michael.
I think if that's the committee's will to do that, then we should do that. I was a proponent of trying to balance the numbers. Could you give me a reason why you feel like it's okay to be out of balance there, the move-in or the second?
I'll take a stab.
Congressman Moore.
The reason I feel that way is because we have this same IDC discussion that's never really been grabbed a hold of by anybody at any table that I've ever been a part of. We did have a former treasurer that was on this Congress, and he explained, along with others that have dealt with it, have negotiated the rate with us, that it's somewhat more of an estimated amount, and it's for administrative support costs. And you have your best guess estimate. Sometimes your cost pull or your IDC pull is going to be a little higher, and sometimes it's going to be lower. It appears this year that we missed the mark by $300,000. There's a substantial amount of IDC-funded programs. to say that $300,000 is a way off the mark, I think that would be an overstatement. And we do have a growing government. It's been suggested that we have less grants this year. I don't necessarily know if that's the case or not. I just think that we have more administrative costs or support costs that are needed. And I think it's better suited in being funded by IDC than taking that and funding it with tribal funding. And that may result in our IDC rate going up next year. I would say that there is a likelihood of that. Yep. But if we go back a year ago, whenever the 19 point whatever percent was established by the chief, we didn't necessarily agree with it. Wanted to know where in the heck that came from. And it didn't turn out great, but it turned out, I think, better than we all expected. And I think this is the executive branch working with the budget or through the budgeting process. It's a balancing act, I know that. Trying to get all of these costs and these percentages for all of these administrative costs to establish a pool. And I think that work has been done, and just by reducing it by $300,000, I don't necessarily think that benefits the nation by $300,000 like we think it does or wish it would.
Congressman Edwards?
Well, as I indicated, the Congress hasn't been invited to the table to participate in the discussions of how the indirect costs will be established. I think that it's better to keep the indirect cost rate low, because you lose the ability to use your tribal monies when you do that. When you make your indirect cost rate high, more tribal monies go out the door to indirect costs. But we didn't have anything to do with this. This was the proposal that came over from the administration. And so if the indirect cost rate goes up next year because of this, that's not congressional. Until Congress starts getting involved in it, we have no control over it. I also think we should, in our legislative branch budget, look at the spirit and see what the indirect cost agreement says. And if it says that congressional salaries are supposed to be paid at 50%, we need to add that in. And if that makes the rate go up, again, that's not us. We didn't put that in there. Somebody else did. So we're just following the dictates from what somebody else gave us.
Further discussion? The motion. Hearing none. Anyone need to hear the motion again? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
I'm going to be a no vote on, just mark me as that.
One no vote.
Fine. It's because I...
Thank you. Okay. Congressman Super.
I'd like to ask the treasurer while he's here, so that we get this record, at least from my information. You're telling us that you negotiated a new indirect cost pool and rate before we got the audit back. Is that what you just said?
It starts with the audit. When you engage this guy to do this work for you, the first thing he asks you for is the audit.
Well, according to what I wrote a while ago, in May, we already established an indirect cost rate of 19.52. That was before we got the audit. So how could that be?
How could what be? That the rate changed?
Huh?
That the rate changed?
No, it's the same. That's what we're using, 19.52.
It's 19.50 the year before, 19.52.
Well, that was established in May, though. That was before we got the audit.
And we can't do one of these without an audit. You can't make one of these calculations.
That's what I've been saying.
Right.
So how could this be? How could I have known in May what the rate was. Could you pull it back up?
I'm not sure what you're looking at.
That letter that I wrote.
Ms. Bradford?
I believe I may be able to answer that question. In the year, the reason that we did receive that rate, that proposal in May, is because the clearinghouse was running behind. And so they were not able to get us our negotiated agreement until that time. Through the work with Sam and the negotiators, we've gotten it to where we're pretty much on time now. And so your interim cost rate does run a year behind. So keep that in mind too.
Let me just ask the question. Does that mean that now that we've had the audit, any work that started, any calculations that started after the audit was received in, what was it, early July, we got the audit, that those calculations, that work is to negotiate a rate that's due next spring, next year? We're a year behind?
Yes.
We're working on next year's rate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Congressman Supernov, anything else on that insurance cost rate?
I guess, did you agree with that? So the treasurer said that, I guess, the indirect cost rate of 19.52 was established before we got the audit. That's what that on the record is. I think something's not driving here. That's all I've got.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Trigger. Would that 19.52 be based on work that began after the audit received last summer?
The audit was received last summer in July, and it was sent to John right then. And he responded in February. Well, he responded earlier with the proposal, and then he further negotiated with the feds.
So unless there's any more particular business that we want to talk about on an individual level, I would like to suggest that we start working on these committee reports, and I have some questions for the clerk and the budget analyst before we proceed.
Let me mention one other budget that's coming in front of us. There may be others. One is this tribal management grant from the Indian Health Service, which is federal, and we had some discussion about it.
I can shed some light on that.
Okay, please do, Congressman Walker.
I just filed a standalone appropriation piece of legislation for that.
Okay. Congressman Edwards.
I think we should be putting it into the comprehensive budget because we're not filing any of these other bills as standalone budgets. And furthermore, aren't you then directing the chief where to spend that money?
This is what we chose to do during yesterday's meeting. Both alternatives were suggested, and there have been other grants that we've gotten in the past that were appropriated in the same very way. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's directing the chief. There's really no directives in it. It's a $100,000 grant, and all of the federal funding is located in one line item, and it's to be administered by strategic planning and grants management on behalf of someone help
health authority
me.
Board.
Health authority.
The health authority board. Thank you.
Dr. Shaw.
Tomorrow morning.
Congressman Edwards, continue, please.
The committee report doesn't reflect that that was a decision that was made by the committee.
We didn't necessarily have the. Can I respond,
please?
It was brought to our attention during the meeting yesterday. It was not something that was submitted with the budget request that would have been part of 1799 in the first place. It was a grant that was apparently awarded within the last week or so.
And so do we have the backup for the...
Do you have that budget?
Do you have backup for the budget?
Yes.
Move to insert as a new section in the budget. What's it called?
Tribal Management Grant.
Tribal Management Grant. And it's funded by non-tribal funding?
Yes.
Funded by non-tribal funding. As per the budget submitted on...
9/19/17.
9/19/2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion, motion. Congressman Walker.
I'm not sure if I have a problem with that or not. I'm going to ask the movement why. Because why would you prefer to do it that way than to get a chance to hear more about it and appropriate the federal funds?
Because I thought we heard about it, and it's just like every one of these other little budgets that we're sticking in a comprehensive budget. Just a standalone budget that looks just like all those.
Assistant Principal Chief.
Can I hear the motion repeated?
Insert Tribal Management Grant into ONCA 1799, funded by non-tribal funding as per the budget submitted on 9/19/17 at 3:31 p.m.
Executive branch supports the motion.
Further discussion of the motion. You mentioned something here. Do you believe it'd be necessary to put anything about committee intent about, is it basically then not a standalone budget, but an individual section in this budget? So it could still be tracked. There doesn't have to be any statement about committee intent or that it's really not in the health board's budget. It's in its own budget, correct? There's no need for committee intent.
Well, you can put in committee intent if you want to, but for now, I'm just going to get it in.
It's in its own section. It's unnecessary. Congressman Walker.
There are other grants that are located within 1799, so truthfully, it'll be similar. Not the same, but similar to some of the others that are already located within the comprehensive bill. So I'll vote yes.
Congressman.
The last organization chart I saw of the nation has a chief and a bunch of budgets underneath it. So, maybe has some executive staff out on the side and has a straight line to the AG's office, but underneath all that is a bunch of budgets. So, I don't know that it impacts how it gets administered because I don't know that we have one. I don't know what the organization is.
What I recall is that the self-governance director, or officer, director, was just concerned that it could be standalone in some fashion so it could be tracked and administered, and claiming that the granting agency required that. I still see this as separated enough from the other budgets where it could be tracked within the bill, and it's in its own budget still. It's just not a standalone appropriation. That's the only difference. I don't know why we need to be a standalone appropriation. It's still tracking. It has separate documentation. Cos, can you think of a reason why something like this would require a standalone appropriation? I'm talking about required for federal purposes.
Mr. Chair, as we've spoken, I don't see or understand a reason why it would need a separate standalone appropriation.
Are we ready to vote? Okay. All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed, say no. Okay, the motion passes. Okay, Congressman Whitehorn, that was just another issue we've hurdled.
Well, it seems like we're just doing individual work here, and so I have some individual work before us that there were extra budgets that were submitted September 11th. And I believe membership had already been visited at that time. I kept losing this in and out, and I never got to, did you do accounting yesterday?
Yes.
Is this the budget you considered, or did you consider what was in 14?
Whatever budget's within the...
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Well, IDC accounting.
There's no way I would recall a number.
Public health nursing. Language department.
Public health nursing, I believe, is...
These are September 11th submissions, and my apologies for failure to be on top of these.
Can I see the mouse?
So...
These are like corrected budgets?
They were new presented budgets from the executive. So, and it's...
Hold on. Dana, where, each day you've been putting, you've been setting up a separate folder. Where can we find yesterday's little folder? The budgets that we, the sections that we went over yesterday.
What was one of these? I handed...
Considered any of them.
Any, and these are the only ones.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'm so sorry, I didn't.
Would you pull up IDC accounting for us?
No. Public health nursing.
No.
IDC accounting, yes, please.
Here?
There's a $60,000 variance from...
Do you want me to put it up there?
Please, yes.
Is it? Is it because of what, program income?
Mr. Potts, do you recall if we added, we processed a $10,000 public health grant?
I don't believe any of these budgets have been processed by any committee.
We discussed it. Do you remember discussing that?
I seem to remember discussing it.
Which one would you like to look at first?
Yes.
IDC accounting?
I'm pretty sure I remember that one.
Okay.
I remember it too, and I'd have to go get my notes.
Do we want to go public health nursing or IDC account? Let's just follow through in order and see where we are on these and get them.
On public health nursing, there's at least two people on this committee who recollect discussing this, so it's possible that it was already added in. Mr. Potts does not believe that we discussed it. I don't have a recollection of that. I don't recall it being discussed. How can we ascertain whether it has been added? Minutes of the first meeting?
It's a committee report in the Health and Social Services. And if this is...
What if we went to...
What is the number, the communication number on that? Top left corner.
Oh, 17821.
What if we went to the total in 1799 and compare that with...
That's what we should do.
Right.
But we should also look... Somebody tell me what section it is, because I've got the sections right here.
Do we have a comprehensive bill printed off that I can look at?
This has all the amendments that were made in committee incorporated in it.
Thank you.
Except for Congress's amendments.
See, I don't even, what section is the public health nursing?
84. Okay. Mr. Chair.
Potts?
So, as you can see here, the public health nursing budget is 186. The budget submitted on 714 is 187. The variance here is going to be the 1.5%.
Okay.
This budget that was submitted on September 11th was not considered.
Okay. Then let's make it. Where is it? What number is it on the committee? Do we adopt the committee substitute yet?
This isn't a committee substitute, I don't believe. It's
a committee version that is in the works. It's got these things, these amendments.
It's like a committee report.
To it.
How they incorporate.
It says committee on it.
Because it will be attached to your committee report. Once it's finished, it will be attached to your committee report that you report out to Congress.
Yes,
sir.
It doesn't have to. Okay. Well, you want me to make a motion off of this? I guess I'm going to. Section 86, public health nursing. Mr. Ike. Page, line 41, 64, strike 186076, and insert, I could have sworn we did this, 196557.
Yes.
I know we did this.
I don't think it passed.
Okay, well, maybe that's the problem. Line 41, 64.
Do you want to work off of this, Bill?
Nope, because it's not anything.
That's the one you're working off of now.
It is, okay, thank you.
It's not even, you guys are going to make this so difficult for engrossment.
Mr. Fox?
Would the committee be willing to entertain a very brief recess?
Motion to recess. Do a second.
Motion to recess. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're in recess. Call the chair.
Why are we recessing?